Hey, this is Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I am continuing my series on Manifest Love for New Year's Eve. And this is a new, I've done lots of shows over the years on Manifest Love. This is a new one. And I've talked about it, but not so much in the context of manifesting love, but I think it's time to say this, because I think when we are wanting someone really, really badly, and, you know, we're working to manifest a relationship, I should say, you're in a bubble of creation, if you will, there can be the tendency to chase. And so I want you to make it a rule that you do not, under any circumstance, chase someone. Absolutely not. Don't do it. If they're not calling you back, they're not calling you back. If they're not responding, they're not responding. And even once you get together, don't chase them. You do not need to convince somebody to be with you. Release the belief that dating needs to be energetically supercharged. We're going to talk about this. So as I was doing research on what happens when people chase, it's like an addiction to the thrill. I think on one hand, it can be, I want this so badly. And you approach it from this very masculine energy place, which, you know, given whatever dynamics in your relationship might work to some degree, but the energy of chasing never works. So turn down the charge around dating. So you're all in. You believe it's going to happen. You want it to happen. Your heart's open. You're excited for it. You're expecting it to happen, but you're going to turn the charge down. It doesn't need to be this thrill. Dating doesn't need to be the excitement of a roller coaster, right? And so, and just the coming together, when you meet your right person, it is going to still feel magical and beautiful and amazing. I'm not saying take away from that, but save that energy, that euphoria, save that for when you actually meet somebody and it's right and it's aligned and it feels really good and they're a match for what you want. Don't take that energy and apply it to dating as a whole, because then you're chasing the thrill. And with the thrill comes big highs and big lows. And that can cause you to go into a space of chasing. So again, save the thrill for once you've committed to somebody, and then separate your self-worth from the dating process. This is where you might need to do some self-esteem work. And I've been talking about that a lot this year. And most people don't do it. But when you do, it's so good. I just worked through a self-esteem workbook. And if you're new to my program, my recommendation to do self-esteem work is to get a self-esteem book for children or for teens and get a short one and just work it cover to cover and do all the exercises. Trust your intuition as you move through it, but do all the exercises. Because here's what happened. When your self-esteem is low, you start associating your self-worth with the dating process, and that will cause you to chase. And usually you're chasing someone that's not right for you. So separate your self-worth from the dating process. And then return to a place of knowing why you're dating in the first place, right? It's you're not dating to, yes, it feels good. And yes, it feels wonderful to be connected to another human being, but you're not doing it to fill some hole within you, right? That's what therapy and self-work is for. You're doing it to share your life with someone, maybe. Maybe you're doing it for companionship. Get really clear about your why. And when you root into that why for dating, then you're less likely to do the chasing. You're not trying to fulfill some deep hurt, pain, wound within you. You're just showing up for the process, enjoying it. You're not trying to make it, you're not trying to get a fix from the dating process. You're just showing up and enjoying it. This can also show up around, what I've heard a lot is, which is so interesting. I've never thought like this, but there are people that go on, you know, either dating, but they want the like, how many likes do I get? It's not important. You're only looking for your person. So who cares if everybody on the app thinks you're attractive? Most of them are not going to be your right person. So let go of all of that, the superficial. I mean, I get it. We're human beings, and I know it can give us a feel good, but it's a false feel good. So really just focus on being fully and completely present in the dating process, being healthy in the dating process, being centered in the dating process, being balanced in the dating process, and avoid chasing. You don't need to chase anybody to get them to be with you. Your right person is going to want to talk to you, want to spend time with you, want to get to know you, want to answer all your questions. They're going to have questions for you. They're going to want to be all in and wait for that person. Be patient enough to wait for that person. All right. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are looking for a coach to help you manifest love, then I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and take a look at the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package. It's designed to help people manifest love. Thank you so much for listening. I look forward to connecting with you again. Take care.